You're listening to Season 2, Episode 39 of the Minor Touches to Major Impact podcast for nonprofits. Welcome to the Minor Touches to Major Impact podcast, where nonprofit leaders get the strategies and the encouragement they need to see their mission fully funded. We refuse to leave the world as it is. No, we dream of it as it could be. We're kicking history in its sides, and we're having a really good time while we're doing it. We believe that paying attention to the minor touches maximizes our impact for our mission. For the next few minutes, we hoist our sails in a voyage away from mediocrity. Just as fast as the wind will move us, we're racing toward excellence and seeing our mission fully funded. I'm your host, David Oakes. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show today. I'm so glad you tuned in today. I want to challenge you just for a quick couple of minutes, a few moments on fundraising and old-fashioned print snail mail. It's been around forever, but many nonprofits and missionaries are still unaware that direct mail is the biggest donation driver in the nonprofit space. Now, you should know that last year, 2020, saw the most significant increase ever in digital giving. This increase is the highest level ever measured. What was that rate? 13%. The digital rate grew to 13% in 2020, up from 8.7% in 2019. Yet even with that massive increase in digital giving, offline channels like snail mail still generated more than 80% of direct marketing revenue for nonprofits. Gold nugget here, electronic giving in 2020 only accounted for 13% of charitable fundraising. You should know that direct mail is the single largest source for direct marketing revenue, hands down. The majority of individual donations in the U.S. come from direct mail. Of individual donations to nonprofits, the vast majority is still driven by direct mail. You can look online, Google direct mail fundraising, and just do your own research and you'll find everything that I'm telling you is true. What is direct mail? Direct mail is simply a piece of printed material that either reports on a donor's gifts or asks that donor to do something. Now, here's a gold nugget for fundraisers. Old-fashioned print mail can be the most potent channel for bringing donations to any nonprofit. By far, direct mail is still the most popular way to reach donors. It's a physical and tangible way to reach out. It provides just one more touch point from you to your donor. It builds LTV, lifetime value. Did you know that 67% of Americans say they prefer printed materials over digital ones? 55%, just a little over half, they say they trust print marketing over any other advertising method. And then the haptics, the touch and feel of paper, provides a deeper understanding and engagement according to research. Paper also engages viewers longer than digital ones. So an appeal that's in paper, if for nothing else, your donor will look at it just a second or two longer than your digital appeal. And the majority of individual donations in the U.S. come from direct mail. Donors, according to research, believe that print collateral is better at telling a touching story. They also believe that print collateral is better at conveying facts. Even some of your digital income is prompted by something that donors will get in the mail, old-fashioned snail mail. Now, you may be thinking, oh my goodness, David, we need to switch everything we're doing to direct mail response fundraising. But that, listen to me, that wouldn't be a great idea. Most great fundraisers agree that a multi-channel strategy works best. A system, a strategy that includes both printed mail and digital. Gold nugget here, a winning strategy for fundraising includes both electronic and printed collateral. When a donor gives, they should get an automatic email electronic thank you from your organization's giving platform. If they're a first-time donor, they should get a text or a call from a person with a title in your organization. And after these electronic forms, they ought to receive a hand-printed, personalized thank you from a person with a title in your organization. And if it's a first gift, they ought to get an old-fashioned printed welcome packet with your case for support. Wow. Organizations, churches, and missionaries who omit old-fashioned printed collateral sent through snail mail, they are leaving money on the table. I want to challenge you to get started today. That's my whole thought for the show today is printed old-fashioned snail mail can make a big difference in your fundraising. Get started today. I want you to let me know if this impacts your fundraising strategy. You can email me. You can pick up my email there in the show notes. Or you can connect with me on Instagram. I love it. People do connect with me. I'm so thrilled for that from all over the world. So do connect with me. Let me know what you think about this show. I dare you to go and incorporate print snail mail in your fundraising. Okay, that's the show for today. Now I'm going to send you off with some positive affirmations. Always remember, we are proud nonprofit leaders on a mission to create a changed world. But we're not begging, we are not pleading, we're just merely inviting humanity to partner with Providence and see injustice become justice, to see wrongs become righted so we can leave the world we found in a better place. It's all coming together, it's breaking our way every day. Each day we're a little clearer in our message, we learn a little more of our strategy, we see another piece of the puzzle coming together. So until next time, this is David Oakes saying, don't forget, it's paying attention to the minor touches that lead to major impact. So long.